You know, it's interesting. The Republican primary is, I think, even more interesting to talk about than the Democratic primary.
Yeah, let's get to that.
But this guy, McCormick, who has unlimited amounts of money and unlimited amounts of soft money, is going to be really, really a tough candidate. He's run a really great primary. I don't know who's going to win among Barnett, who's coming on like gangbusters, and the Club for Growth. Right. She, I mean, here's a woman who runs in Montgomery County for Congress 2 years ago, gets killed. Loses by 20-some points to Madeline Dean. Of course, then she says the election was stolen from her.
Right.
And now, you know, with no money until just literally 48 hours ago, is just in the mix against McCormick and Oz, who both spent a ton of hard money on their campaigns and soft money's been spent on their behalves. And she's dead in the mix in the polls. So I can't figure out who's going to win. But if McCormick wins this primary, he's going to be really, really tough because he's run a great primary election. Oz, it'll be a little easier for Fetterman to beat because McCormick's done a great job of defining Oz as not as conservative. And I'm not sure the world, the Republican electorate here will be as excited to vote for Oz as they would for McCormick or Barnett. But, you know, if I were Fetterman, I'd look at myself and go, okay, there's certain things. You know, I'm not going to be the establishment guy, but I want everybody helping me, you know, and I don't know if anybody on that campaign, they don't have, it's just a bunch of kids working on a campaign. I mean, Fetterman famously doesn't like consultants, you know, doesn't want to talk to anybody, he does this on his own. But when you look at, other than, think about this, Larry, since 1962, when Joe Clark won re-election, other than Casey, or one unexpired term of John Hines with Harris Wofford, we have lost every United States Senate race in Pennsylvania. Democrats lost every seat in Pennsylvania. And we've run a whole bunch of people who, for one reason or another, were flawed. They were not the greatest candidates, whether it was Bob Edgar or Lynn or Joe Vignola running against John Hines. I mean, for whatever the reason is, you know, we don't win those races. And you know, Fetterman has to look at and go, okay, what's the deal here?
Well, let me ask you about Kathy Barnett, because I wondered if, when I saw her surge with no money, I wondered if maybe what we're learning is that television advertising doesn't matter like it used to. And I know that has been your bailiwick for the last.
No. Listen, one of the lectures I do now is I do one of my presidential lectures is I've said that in presidential campaigns, the last ad that mattered was the Swift Boat ad against John Kerry in 2004. I don't think TV ads matter in all of those. When Republican primary voters who are in this state largely everywhere, largely pro-Trump, have gone, you know, get their messages. They do get messages from TV, which is why McCormick's come from nowhere. I mean, you know, McCormick lives in Connecticut or Manhattan, wherever the heck he lives. He has a connection to Pennsylvania in that is was born and raised here. But like this woman, Carla Sands, they haven't lived here for 30 years.
Right.
You know, I mean, yes, it's Oz went to Penn. That's great. I'm glad. Born and raised in Wilmington, he was a Phillies fan. I'm happy for you, but he no more lived in Pennsylvania than than Bernie Sanders. But so you know, it's made McCormick somebody. But Republican primary voters look at some websites. They get messages from Twitter. There's that secret society that they get stuff from, and I don't mean QAnon, I'm talking about anything nuts. They get stuff from these groups of people where they talk to each other. And, you know, and she, by the way, at the couple of Republican primary debates, she's been terrific.
Yeah, yeah.
She's been very, very good. And I think part of it is where people are sick of Oz and McCormick yelling at each other. Some of it's falling off on her. In other words, if you don't like McCormick, and you're dropping from him, your vote isn't necessarily going to Oz and vice versa. You know, the question is who's everybody's second choice? And she's become more and more a second choice person where if people are pausing for one of the other two because they're doing nothing but killing each other in TV ads, You know, she's been the beneficiary of that. Now, I don't know in the end if she's going to win. My betting is still in McCormick, but you know, who knows?